and a federal source is confirming today that the female shooter in San Bernardino pledged support for the leader of ISIS on social media around the time of the attack, though there still is no evidence that she and her husband were actually members of or directed by ISIS.
Something else investigators have confirmed is that the couple was armed with 4 guns, each legally purchased in California. Alex Yablon is a reporter with the nonprofit website The Trace, which is dedicated to expanding coverage of guns in the U.S. He's with us. Alex, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And the San Bernardino police chief, Jared Burguan, has said that the shooters sprayed the room with bullets, which makes it sound like they were able to fire multiple rounds by just holding down the trigger. Is that what happened?
It's not clear, actually. You can shoot pretty quickly just with a standard semi-automatic weapon, pulling the trigger very quickly yourself. They attempted to modify one of the weapons to make it so that you could just hold down the trigger and shoot multiple rounds, but it's not clear that they were actually successful.
How difficult is that to modify a weapon? Because that really makes the gun go from a legal gun, a legally purchased weapon, to an illegal gun, because it is not legal to modify it in that way in California.
Well, it's quite easy to modify the AR-15 in many ways. In fact, that's kind of the whole appeal of the weapon, is that you can easily customize it however you want. But to modify it to make it fully automatic, that is, to shoot as long as you're holding the trigger down, does require some degree of technical knowledge. And it's actually, I've been told by the ATF, it's fairly rare. And it's not clear if they were successful in this case.
And in this case, we're talking about a semi-automatic weapon. How common are automatic weapons in this country? How easy is it to get one?
It's legal, but very difficult. Since 1986, it's been illegal to manufacture new fully automatic weapons for the civilian market, but legal to purchase and possess weapons that were already in the civilian market. So the supply is very constrained, and the legal automatic weapons that do exist as a result are very expensive. They often cost upwards of $20,000, sometimes as much as $30,000.
You mentioned the AR-15. In this case, we had 2 rifles and 2 handguns. How does that compare to the guns that have been used in other shootings, other mass shootings, Sandy Hook, Aurora, in this country?
They're very, very similar to the weapons that were used in Sandy Hook and Aurora and at the Umpqua Community College shooting in Oregon. The AR-15 is a model that's made by lots of different gun companies, and it's extremely popular.
And in terms of the guns that were used in the shooting in San Bernardino, these were guns that would have been easy for just about anybody to purchase?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Provided you can pass a background check, you can purchase these at almost any gun shop in the country.
How difficult is it to pass a background check?
Well, if you haven't been convicted in California of a range of violent misdemeanors or gun crimes or any felonies, and you don't have a record as being involuntarily committed to a mental institution or a documented history of substance abuse, you can probably pass a background check.
That's Alex Yablon, who's a reporter with the nonprofit reporting website The Trace, which is dedicated to expanding coverage of guns in the U.S. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.